What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, The Next Generation, episode 59. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
I'm Tyler.
And here we go. We took last week off because it was Mother's Day, and we're back this week. We got some cool stuff to talk about this week. We'll get to that here in a little bit. We're going to be talking about the Tony Hawk game. That's our main topic that we're going to speak on today. They announced a remake of the old Tony Hawk 1 and 2 games, and that, of course, makes me want to talk about it for an hour. So that's what we'll do. And we got some other stuff to touch on, but that's our main thing for today. Mm-hmm. So thanks for hanging out with us on Howdy Radio. Thanks, everybody, listening. Sorry we were quiet last week, so we're trying to talk a lot louder this week. How loud did that go?
That was like the first like 10 episodes. Like that's how the sound was. Okay. That's how loud it was.
So, sorry, I don't know why we were so quiet. I don't know if it was an audio technical thing or if we were just whispering last week. Yeah. I guess I don't really know.
There's no way to know if we are quiet right now as well.
So. Yeah. We share one mic. We need a better setup for, especially when, it's not so bad for two people, but for three people, it does kind of suck, this setup does. I don't know, we might fix that one of these days, but I think this gets the job done. I just got to pay attention and maybe turn up the volume in Audacity or something if it looks like it needs to be turned up. So mm-hmm. Everybody that listened last week all said that they had to turn up the volume. So sorry everybody had to do that. And if you have to do it again this week, oh well, I don't care. Turn up the volume. It's not that big of a deal. So what's everybody been up to since the last 2 weeks that we spoke?
We just took graduation pictures or cap and gown pictures yesterday at school.
Yeah, so Tyler is a senior. And Tyler got screwed out of his senior year thanks to the coronavirus. He missed a lot of cool stuff that you're supposed to do when you're about to graduate high school. So we've made the best of what we can do. And last night was one of those situations where you don't normally have your cap and gown
for more than like 5 seconds, unless you're on the stage. You're not wearing your gown.
Yeah. So they don't trust the kids to take them any other year. So this year is a little different. So tell them what your graduation is going to look like this year, and then we'll come back to where we are now then.
So we're doing like a car version of graduation.
Yeah.
So we're starting off in the back parking lot. They said that they're going to allot certain people, certain parking spots, which I assume that just means we'll be in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
And we're going to drive from the back up to the front of the school. While in front of the school, I'll get out of the car, receive. So it's just I don't know what it's called. I can't remember what it's called, but just the folder. Because I know folder. I don't get the diploma yet, but that and a rose. And then I'll keep driving down in front of the school. Like literally like on the sidewalk in front of the school. And then keep driving. There's a photographer at the very end of it. And I'll get a picture with a backdrop. And then we get in the car and we drive home.
Yeah. So they're calling it a drive-through graduation is the term they're using for it. So I guess just a week or two ago, where we were in the world was that we didn't think that there was going to be any type of graduation, basically, or something just virtual and just stupid. So this is a huge step up, I feel. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like I'm looking forward to this. Like it'd be hard to look forward to just a virtual one. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, the uniqueness of this one I like. I think that's cool.
And it gave us some good photo opportunities as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there have definitely been some cons, but like usually for graduation, you're on the stage with your gown and then within like 5 seconds, they rip it off of you to make sure it doesn't go anywhere.
So that's different than from when a million years ago when I graduated high school. We bought our cap and gown. It was, you know, something that we had to pay for like a couple months leading into graduation because I still have mine. And I think your mother still has hers maybe, or maybe has the cap but not the gown or something like that.
Gotcha.
Do you keep either or?
I keep the cap.
Okay.
But no gown. The gown is theirs.
All right, so because of the current situation that we're in, it's a little different. So they gave you your cap and gown this past week when you went to finalize and drop everything off for school, right?
Yeah.
So totally done with school. How's that feel?
Honestly, so like the first like month was pretty rough because I knew I was missing stuff, but I feel like at this point, other than graduation looking different, the year is no longer like affected, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, more or less, it's like, I'm still graduating high school, and, like, I'm just in my car this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, I was struggling there for a little bit, but I think we're kind of over the sadness hump, and that I'm just graduating high school now.
Okay.
Because so now school is actually over, mm-hmm. so, like, it's not like there's anything, like, that you would have missed now, because it would be over at that point.
Tyler finished up almost like a little over a week ago, because he was a senior and they didn't have quite as much stuff to do. Lane, you just finished on Friday.
Yeah.
So now everything is just completely done. It's an officially summer, except for graduation still to come.
Yeah.
So other things that have been a little different to end your school with here, Tyler, was this past Thursday night was band senior night.
Mm-hmm.
And that normally looks like all of us going to the auditorium at the high school and there being a big like presentation on stage and them talking about all the different seniors, right?
Yeah.
And they say something nice about everybody and all that stuff. And then they give out some awards like you're the best at this or whatever. But then one of the ones that they give out is to the super awesome students. Only one super awesome student gets a $500 scholarship to college, right?
Yes.
And who in your class got that award?
Oh, that was me.
That was Tyler. Yeah, so they came to our house. We were like one of the last ones. Oh, so what they did was instead of going to the auditorium, all the band directors and everything piled in a car with their stupid looking masks on. And drove around and got out of the cars and said, oh, thanks, good job, took a picture and everything. We got like 10 minutes of time with them or something because they had to drive around and mm-hmm. say something to all the kids. But they saved Tyler for basically last because he was the one that got the $500 scholarship.
Heck yeah.
How's that make you feel?
It was weird in the moment. For one, I was speechless when they said it, so like I felt like I didn't react like
mm-hmm.
as vocally.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, like, on the way there, we found out that another person got the award that, like, everyone knows.
The John Philip Sousa Award.
Yeah. And so, like, that was done close towards the end. I think Mom was right in saying that they, like, hit everyone who wasn't getting an award. Mm-hmm. Then they got the awards. Then they went to me and Maggie for the scholarships.
Because mm-hmm. that's the order that they would have done them in if we were sitting in the auditorium,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, you would have been the last one because of that. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah,
like it was kind of discouraging at first when I found out I didn't get that award,
mm-hmm.
but then I completely forgot about the scholarship. Yeah. So then they showed up and were like, "Hey, you got the scholarship," and I was like, "Oh wait, that's way cooler than the award. Yeah, I'll take that."
It's way cooler. So $500 that'll buy you like a book in college.
We were making jokes that like it's probably like the first two pages of a book.
Maybe that's probably about what it's at by now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. So that's cool. Super, super cool that that happened. And congratulations on being that awesome in your band class.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
And right? All of your band classes. You have like seven of them.
Yeah. Tyler did a great job. And that's super cool. And then Lane had his eighth grade graduation. It was just a slideshow, basically.
I guess so.
And there wasn't too much to it, but I mean, it should still be something. You know, we would have been at an eighth grade graduation. So it was just a photo of Lane, like a yearbook looking type photo. Was it your yearbook photo?
Yeah,
okay. And then there was like a little quote that somebody gave. And so what was your quote and who was your quote from?
I don't remember like word for word, but it was my history teacher. He said that like I always had a question about either history or wrestling that I was like a joy to have in class. So
this teacher...
And I was wearing my AEW shirt in the picture.
Oh, cool.
So
I didn't notice that. That's awesome.
Well, you can't see it, but I just know that I was wearing my AEW shirt that day.
Gotcha. So that teacher is Lane's wrestling buddy, and they talk about wrestling all the time. I mean, is that like a daily thing you guys talk about wrestling?
Yeah, usually I kind of like save the class from doing schoolwork sometimes because like I'm talking to him and he just doesn't know when to stop.
Gotcha.
And sometimes like... One of my friends are like time it to see how long we talk because we just keep talking.
Oh, wow, so it's like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, our record of, like, the longest is, like, 15 minutes.
Okay.
That we just, like, completely
what
take out of
class.
What
was the 15-minute conversation about? What wrestling topic was that?
I think it was after All Out.
Okay.
Because we had gone. So he like asked me about like how the whole experience was.
That's cool.
So yeah.
And then a couple times this year we went to me and Liz went to the high school for conferences, and we had conferences with this guy, and I think we talked more about wrestling than we did about school then also. So yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
All right, what else? Anything else in the world of Corona that we want to touch on before we move on? How about people are allowed to come to my restaurant again now.
That's good.
We set up some tables outside, guerrilla style. I don't know if we have the proper licensing or whatever the right word is, to permission to do that. We're going to find out.
Wait, what do you mean?
So technically, you know, like with all the health codes and health inspectors and everything, you have to be properly zoned for outside seating. And I think normally, like when a restaurant, like, you know, would open up and they are, you know, presenting that, you know, here's our seating, here's our outdoor seating, like it all has to be approved by the health inspector. He would have to come in and say, like, you know, no, this doesn't have proper this, or, you know, yeah, that's fine, this works, or whatever.
Gotcha.
However, since the world has gone to crap, we haven't seen the health inspector, which is super surprising, because I thought that they would be in like, oh yeah, hey, you should be like cleaning everything and like do it, but ain't seen the dude, so screw him. So we're like, well, so here's why we did it, because in Ohio, stuff's allowed to open back up again, and restaurants being one of them, and if you have outdoor seating, you are allowed to open on the 15th of this month, indoor seating on the 21st of this month. So the people that own my business, you know, they're like, we're ready to make some money off of some customers. So let's see if we can avoid having to wait till the 21st, and let's just put some tables outside 6 feet apart. We measured them, you know, just like we're supposed to do. And let's just see what happens. And those tables have all been full basically all weekend long, and no sign of the health inspector. So we only got to do it for a week, and then we can have people inside. That's so true. It's a temporary solution. I think it was worth trying regardless if we didn't go through the right channels to make it happen. Yeah. So, but it's so we live literally across the street from where I work, and it's been nice the last couple of days. So we've had the windows open, and we can always hear people outside of my work from my home. And it's almost weird, like, hearing people again, like a large amount of people, like, talking and laughing. And, like, you know, that's something that, like, we've heard all of this time since we've lived here. And then it went away for the last few months, and everything was super quiet. And now that it's back again, it's kind of weird. All right. So that's good. At least we're moving in that direction, unless moving in that direction is going to kill a million more people. We'll see.
No way to know until it happens.
The record store opened back up. I went to the record store. I've bought 7,000
records.
I bought 3 Nine Inch Nails records since this whole thing has went down. I decided that they're my official coronavirus band for whatever reason. So as they close the record stores and they're like, oh, we're going to start doing curbside pickup, it's my duty to continue to give money to the record store, especially everybody's records. I haven't shopped anywhere else since this has happened. I bought the Shake It. I bought the Pearl Jam record from Shake It when it came out, like right when this stuff started going down.
Gotcha.
But since then, I've bought all Nine Inch Nails records from everybody's.
Do they like know who you are? Like when you go into everybody, like, hey, Brandon, like,
they don't know my name.
They just like know that you're a regular there.
But Woody, the guy that I typically deal with, the guy that you've seen a million times in there too, I mean, he's well aware that I've been going in there since I'm 10 years old. And every time I come in now, he's always super nice about me continuing to support them and everything. So, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
The other guy, the other old guy, I'm not sure that he knows who I am, but he's a weird old guy, so that's all right. But Woody, the main guy, yeah, he knows me. He knows what music I like. He's set aside records for me before. He's given me free stuff before. And
cool.
Yeah, they're awesome, super awesome people there.
That's really cool.
All right, so let's move on, and let's talk about the new Tony Hawk remake.
Let's do it.
All right, super excited about this next segment here. I've been ready to talk about it basically all week long. They announced a remake of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 this week.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So is everybody as insanely as excited about this as I am?
I think you're on a 9 right now. Ten, and I'm like on
total 10.
Yeah. Like, I'm at about a 7. Like, I'm still excited.
I'm like a 6 or 7.
Yeah. That's still pretty good. I mean, considering like all the video games that are out there to choose from, 6 or 7 excitement levels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not crappy.
No, not at all.
Full 10 for me. I wish the game was out right now. I'm ready to play it. So this is a game that I should have done a little bit more research than what I did. When did the first Tony Hawk game come out? 99, was it?
I think so, yeah. Okay. It was PS1, right? That, yeah. 99 makes sense.
Late 90s. Look it up. Hurry, real quick.
Was it a launch title?
I don't think so. I don't remember. My phone is blowing up. No, Andy, I do not want to grab a beer. I'm doing a podcast. So,
August 31st, 1999.
Nice. Good call, Lane. You get points for that one. That was good.
I get dad points.
Yep. All right. So, I have been a huge fan of the Tony Hawk series of games ever since them. I've played every one of them. I've bought every single one of them. Actually,
you didn't buy 5. We got that on Redbox.
You're right. I did. I rented 5 from the Redbox.
Because it sucked.
That's accurate.
Purchase. Yeah. That's so good.
I feel like we do need to, like, get it one of these days. Nope. No, like, if it's super cheap, just to have it as a collection, not even just to play.
I won't add it to the collection. It doesn't deserve to be added to the collection. It does not. You can't reward a studio for putting out a game that was nowhere even near completed just because they had to. No, won't support that. Anyway, all the other games of Tony Hawk I've loved and I've played lots and lots and lots of times over and over, muscle memory to the max with the controls for those games of what buttons you press and everything. I've always loved the games, so everybody's always asking for them to be remade because they're not currently available to play on any current gen system. They released the Tony Hawk HD game that was on the PS3. That was probably, what, 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
If not even a little bit more than that, actually. Most people were super disappointed by that game, but I liked that, and we all put a little bit of time into
it. It had to have been more than 5 years. That was a PS3 game.
Yeah. We played it when Murphy lived next door to
maybe
us.
Like,
still.
Maybe 2012?
Probably somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So that game was... it was not a complete remake of 1 or 2, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 or 2. It was more of a combination of the two. It had some levels from the first one, some levels from the second one. The physics were a little different. Everybody really kind of hated it. I didn't hate it though. I enjoyed it. But this
that was like our introduction to Tony Hawk though, because like that's what we played around that time.
Okay.
So
yeah. So since then, I've forced you to play with me probably multiple times on the PlayStation or the PlayStation 2 or. Even Thug Pro on the PC, like we've all, you guys have put in a good amount of time into Tony Hawk at this point.
Yeah.
Tyler played, which one on the 360, like you actually really got into?
Proving Ground. I almost beat the story to it.
Okay. We should, like that we should get that back out again and play that one again.
For sure. That one's more like, that was during like the career-based ones, like not like the pro skater. Of
that was like underground.
Trick Attack and stuff like that. Like it was more or less... run around to famous skaters, do missions for them, and then get cool, like, paints on your board.
It was, like, it was an open-world skating game, basically.
Yeah.
But it was nice, because you, like, rode around, like, DC and stuff, so it wasn't necessarily, like, maps, like, the way that you knew them.
Right.
Like, it was, like, you drove around, like, actual places. Like, you could grind on the Capitol building.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the first four games, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 through 4, like, you had your first level, and then you had to complete enough objectives to unlock the second level, and that just went on until you had all of them and beat all of them. And that was maybe, like, a dozen levels total or so, somewhere in there. And then after 4 came out, I guess it kind of started to get stale at that point, so they needed to switch it up, and then they went to the, like, Tony Hawk Underground style, which is, like, what Tyler was describing. They made a few games out of that, and I loved those games as well.
Yeah.
The one that Tyler spent a lot of time on, though, not on purpose, I don't think I played very much, so I would like to go back and play it. I just, that's one that I don't really remember.
That's one that I think I could beat you. Like, I know, like, if I ever, like, touch a pro skater, like, it is...
I think it's...
I'll claim second, you'll claim first every time.
I think the physics and mechanics are different. But with Proving Grounds,
it's slightly a different game, and I think I've got the advantage on that one.
All right. So that's the Tony Hawk franchise in a nutshell. So this one is a remake of the first two games in their entirety, and it has all of the objectives. You have to spell skate, you have to get the high score, you have to get the secret tape or whatever. What did they call it? Was it the secret DVD that they called it on?
I think it was the just HD? CD.
Okay. So it'll be interesting to see what they call that this time, because even now a DVD or a CD isn't relevant whatsoever. Yeah. So I hope they make it a secret tape.
Hidden, just keep it with hidden Blu-ray.
I was just about to say that. It's going to be like Blu-ray or something.
Hidden thumb drive.
Yeah. Hidden.
You just find a 4K Ultra TV.
Yeah. Smart TV.
Yeah.
A Plex icon. Oh, it could be a Plex icon. That'd be awesome.
Just the hidden streaming service.
So one of the cool things, too, about this is having the whole entire first two games to be able to play. A lot of the music is back from the games as well. That's always been a big thing for us big Tony Hawk game fans, is that we've always really liked the music to it. And they've said over the years that doing a remake is difficult because of the licensing to the music, that they would have to change all the music, and they know everybody loves the music, and they don't want to make everybody mad by putting a bunch of, you know, crappy, you know, free-to-play music or whatever in the game.
Yeah.
But they did it right, that it looks like they got all but five songs from the first two games back on this one, and most of the important ones are there. There's a couple missing, but yeah.
Do you think you would notice that? Like, if you wouldn't have heard that songs were missing, do you think you would have noticed that those songs were
the gone? One for sure, the Anthrax song, Bring the Noise, 100% for sure, yes.
Okay.
The other ones, I think, were more ones that even I was like, I don't remember those, seeing them on the list. But Bring the Noise, 100% for sure. And not to jump too far ahead,
I'm guessing they're one of the people who just, like, don't let anybody, like, use the music
anymore. So here's what we can relate that to, Tyler. Do you remember our first year at Horror Hound, and the drummer of Anthrax was there? And he was one of the people that we wanted to walk up to, that I wanted to walk up to and just say hi to. Yeah. He was a complete butthead.
Yes.
Because we weren't paying him any money. He didn't.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even hardly look at us. He was probably the rudest person that
we've ever met.
We met at Horror Hound. I think he wins that title. So
him and Jake the Snake are up there, both for the same reasons.
For sure, Jake the Snake as well.
Jake the Snake is just...
But not as
Jake
much
the Snake's a good heel because he's a good heel in real life. He's not a good person.
Yeah.
He was a little bit more polite about it, though. He was just, like, he gave his intentions, but in a more polite way. The guy from Anthrax was, like, just... Like, I thought I was going to get elbow dropped because I was just saying hello.
Yep, pretty much. I like Anthrax. I have nothing against Anthrax. Their music is good. But my personal interaction with Anthrax is that their drummer is not very cool. And then now they're not on the Tony Hawk soundtrack. So what's going on there, Anthrax? That's not cool. And that's a great song. I want that song on there.
Well, I was going to make the comment before you said that. Like, sometimes it's not necessarily the band's fault.
Correct.
Because, like, 10 years ago, they could have just been like, all right, you're our manager now. You just work with anything that happens. If it makes us money, cool. If not, get rid of it. But at that point, though, like, having met the person, it might just be the band is just like, no, we're going to be that song that isn't on the game.
Because you're 100% right about the way that the music industry works, especially in a big band like Anthrax that's been around for probably almost 40 years at this point. Like, I mean, they've got a record label. They have 100 people that work for the Anthrax company.
Yeah.
The guys that play the music in Anthrax, like, it might not even have made it to those guys whether or not they wanted their song on this video game. It probably didn't. It probably just came to their legal team, and they're like, well, if you don't pay us this much money, then you don't get to do it, and then they didn't, and that probably had nothing to do with the actual bandmates themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so what we want to do here is, this will be a thing that's really good for if you're watching us on YouTube right now, not as great as if you're listening to us, But I've got the announcement trailer queued up here, and we're going to watch through it and kind of talk about it as we go. It's a minute and a half long, so it's not too bad. If you're watching, you'll get kind of the audio from the game in the background as we talk over it. But unfortunately, the way I have it set up for the podcast version, you won't be able to hear it in the background. So that'll kind of make it awkward, I guess, for the next minute or two.
Yeah.
But that's just, I don't know. Pause your podcast and then go watch the live stream for this part, I guess. Yeah. So, here we go. All right.
Yeah, you won't be able to hear
it. Oh, we can't hear it either. Oh, how terribly awkward then. All right, anyway. Yeah. So the song that is playing right now is the Dead Kennedys police truck song, and I really like the way that they started off the video, like kind of, it was a kind of a different version, like it kind of like played one of the chords for a second, and then like it, you know, it like let it sink in that it was like, oh, it's the Dead Kennedys, and it was so good.
Nice.
So that's obviously the song that should be used for the trailer, if not that, the Goldfinger song Superman, so my guess is they'll have another commercial between now and then, and they'll probably use the Goldfinger song somewhere else, but the Dead Kennedys song makes sense to be the first one on there.
Yeah.
So here's the video showing off kind of back and forth between the old game and then the remake, what it looks like now. It looks awesome. Right? I mean, the graphics are amazing.
Now, and I think it helps to show the side-by-side, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was like, I mean, like, not to discredit how it actually looks, but like, whether it looked phenomenal or not, just to show the side by side of what the game used to look like as to what you see on screen now.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of what we're seeing is just video and not actual gameplay, so that'll affect the gameplay will look a little bit different. But we saw some gameplay on Jack Black's video, and it looked still very good, just like this. So,
and I like the glitchiness of respawning.
I don't think that's an actual thing.
I don't think that's an actual thing.
I think
either.
That is a test build. They don't have the animations yet for somebody getting up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm guessing. Okay. Because they just get up. They don't, like, stand up. It's so just they glitch up.
The Jack Black video that we're referring to, we're kind of all over the place. Watching that video didn't really do us a whole lot. So that trailer was released and the game was announced this past week. I think it was on Tuesday. It was Tony Hawk's birthday, and they announced the video.
Nice.
And then Tyler brought to my attention that Jack Black has his own gaming YouTube channel, and that his most current video was about the Tony Hawk game. So we watched that. That was recorded, obviously,
before
I don't know when. But in that video, they had like this weird animation of like when your skater fell and got back up. It was like this weird like digitalized effect, like instead of a skater like standing up and standing back on his board and starting to skate again, it was just like this weird like you just appeared there and this weird digital effect. But I agree with Tyler that I thought it looked cool too.
I hope that's in the game, if I'm honest. Like
I
think it adds,
kind of almost agree.
Like I know it's a remake, so you're just trying to like be as close to the original as possible, but you have to have your own flair at some point. And
and I've always,
a new game with the little glitchy thing, I think always looks cool.
I've always liked in the later Tony Hawk games about being able to quickly press a button and get back on your board when you fall, instead of having to wait the 7 seconds for the animation to get you back up on your board.
Yeah. So realistically, if you're going to press like X to get you on the board instantly anyways and skip the animation, you might as well make it look glitchy and stuff.
So that video was obviously recorded however long ago it was recorded before they announced the game. The game trailer that we just watched, there is no animation of a skater getting up. So there's no way to tell whether
he doesn't fall ever.
There's no falling in an announcement trailer, right? So we haven't seen that animation currently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say if it is going to be that way or not. That Jack Black video was a terrible representation of what the game is, because none of them were any good at the game. Like, they were all very terrible at the game. So it was just people falling over and over and over again. And that was not a good way to sell the game, I didn't feel.
Yeah.
But the second half of that video was the best part of that video, where they went to the skate park and Jack Black skated. I didn't know he skated. He said he skated all the time when he was a teenager. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got in a few of the original skaters from Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 came back to this skate park that they were at, and they all skated together, and that was cool.
Yeah.
That was Alyssa Steamer, and who else was there? Chad Muska, somebody else. So that was cool, and then they all skated together, so I like to see
that. Jack Black was still annoying the whole entire time.
Jack Black's a little much for me. I'm not too much of a Jack Black fan. Let's go around the room. Are you a Jack Black fan? Because he's obviously going to end up being a hidden character.
I was about to say that.
For sure going to happen. So are you guys, do you guys like Jack Black?
I like Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Some of his movies are good because, there's a character he has to play. He's not playing himself.
School of Rock was a great movie. I don't know that I know any other Jack Black movies.
He's been in the newest Jumanji movies. That's really what I know him from.
Okay.
And Nacho Libre.
Have you seen that School of Rock?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I have not seen School of Rock.
It's a movie that you would both like, I would think. Oh, yeah, so that was that. The game looks awesome. It's got a local multiplayer to it, which is a very good thing. So we'll be able to sit down on the couch and I feel like I don't want that over and over again.
I feel like I don't want to play split screen.
That's ridiculous.
But whatever.
What's the opposite of
No. I understand what he's saying.
Because I like
HD, it's we all get 2 minutes. We pass the controller, so it'll be different to play split screen.
Yeah, okay, I don't.
Well, it should have split screen.
But I like when
it's
a
2 minute trick attack, but you each have your side.
I know,
of the screen.
But I
fair enough. But when we've always been in the past, it's been pass the controller, one person goes.
And I like knowing the score that you have to beat. You'll do something and you get 200,000 points, and I'm like, okay, I have to get 200,000 points. It's not like I'm just going to do this.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand that that's essentially what you grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
But that Tony Hawk HD game it completely failed at the local multiplayer. Completely failed at it.
Fair enough.
What was wrong with it?
It didn't have it. That's why we passed the controller into 2 minutes runs. It should have a side-by-side split screen to where you can play either a two-minute trick attack,
mm-hmm.
or you can do, we played graffiti a lot when we were, when it was back in the day.
Yeah. Isn't graffiti touch as much as possible?
Yeah.
It's not, it's
like grind on.
It's get the highest point possible on each different part of the world.
Gotcha.
So if there's this rail here, and I skate on the rail, and I grind the rail, and I get 500 points on it, then it turns my color.
Okay.
And then you are also in the world because it's side-by-side split screen. You see my blue rail. That means I'm winning 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
You see my blue rail. You want to skate on that. You want to grind on that rail and do something cooler than I did and get more points than I did. And then that rail becomes blue. And it's now your color.
Gotcha.
So there's Trick Attack. There's Graffiti. Those are the two main ones. There was King of the Hill, which was essentially you just had a crown over your head and the other skater has to smack into you and knock you over to take the crown, and whoever has the crown at the end of the 2 minutes wins. There's tons of fun modes. So hopefully all of those make it onto this game. It says in the trailer, it says across the screen, original multiplayer game modes. So I think we're being at least led to believe that it will include all of that.
Yeah.
Now there is also online multiplayer. There's online create a park. You can share parks that you've made.
Is there a skater?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they mentioned it. They haven't mentioned whether or not you can adjust their genitals or not. Was something that somebody on Reddit mentioned. Said,
Jesus Christ.
It has to have that, or I'm not buying it. Now there's people that are like that, I guess.
That's what funny. Is the game that did that? Was it Cyberpunk?
Yeah.
I'm still hooked on that game.
Whatever.
I'm still hooked on it, which comes out the same week of Tony Hawk. So
Tony Hawk's gonna outsell Cyberpunk.
No way. That will never happen.
Here's my prediction: the week of September 4th, my prediction is that Tony Hawk outsells Cyberpunk because Cyberpunk will get pushed back and Tony Hawk won't have to compete with it.
Yep.
I'm going on record right now saying that that's what will happen.
I'm not sure if it's the exact same. It might be September 4th, 14th, something like that. But
well,
still.
If it comes out the same day, that's what my guess is. All right.
But so, if the game does come out the day that Tony Hawk comes out, it will 100% oversell it.
I really just don't understand the appeal of this game.
Cyberpunk?
Yeah. I love Keanu Reeves. That's cool.
I hate people that are like you. All right. It's like, oh, Keanu
what's
Reeves is in Cyberpunk.
What's the studio that's making Cyberpunk?
CD Projekt Red.
And what's their
Witcher.
Resume? Witcher. Okay. I mean, I know there's a ton of hype around. I don't understand why there's so much hype.
That's what I'm on the same page as you.
It looks cool and it sounds cool, and there's nothing that I've seen that's like, well, that looks stupid. Like, it all, well, minus the whole genital create a character thing, which is pretty stupid. But, yeah, I mean, I don't understand why it's got as much traction as it does. I want to play
the game. I bet you it's Keanu Reeves, because I feel like I didn't know about the game until it was like, boom, Keanu Reeves is in the game. All crap.
The game had a ton of.
Oh, well, I guess it wasn't like.
Before that, even.
Gotcha. The game has had buzz for a couple years now.
For so many times now.
See, that's where you're going to start losing traction. Because, like, the same thing for the New Mutants movie.
No, every time that it's been pushed back, it gained traction.
I don't understand how it's possible, because, like...
Because they're adding more and more stuff to the game.
The Marvel movie, New Mutants, that was supposed to come out, like, August of 2018. Exactly, oh because god. It's been delayed for two and a half years.
I'm so annoyed about hearing you be like, oh my god, I want to watch New Mutants.
I don't know that I'm sold on that Cyberpunk's going to be a huge blockbuster. It could go the way of, like, Anthem or something that like had all kinds of buzz around it, and then it came out and it was just a complete turd.
Well, the reason Anthem sucked is because like servers and bugs and that kind of stuff online. This Cyberpunk doesn't have online; it's a single player game.
Okay.
So. Oh well, then I fully any interest I had is gone.
Okay.
I just don't play very much single player games, and I already don't have as much hype with it, so.
I'll probably get on the Xbox because you'll be playing on the PS4 with.
I'm disappointed that Tony Hawk is not coming out on the Switch. It's coming out on the Xbox and PlayStation. But man, that's just the perfect game for the Switch to be able to just take that with you wherever you go.
I would be worried about
that. That is very true. But wasn't it a PlayStation game like initially, or was it PlayStation and Xbox?
There was no Xbox when it originally came out. That's so it was originally PlayStation. Well, no, it wasn't just originally PlayStation, because there were N64 kids playing it as well.
Well, then my point definitely doesn't add up. Because like I was thinking like...
Yeah, I mean the game was much, much, much more popular on the PlayStation than it was the N64.
That makes sense.
I can't even wrap my head around using an N64 controller to play Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Or anything.
But that is... that was the time frame of that game. I played it on PlayStation, but then, I mean, once I got an Xbox and once I got a GameCube, and, I mean, I've played Tony Hawk on everything. But so in my mind, it is still a PlayStation
game like,
also.
I feel like the thing
first,
with
like,
the...
three or four that I played, which are my favorites, those were all played on PlayStations.
I feel like it's not on Switch because they're trying to have had really good graphics, and I don't think, because, like, in the trailer, they were like, USG 4K and like all this stuff,
but graphics
but
only
I,
go
I
so
know.
Far
but it doesn't
on a
have
skater
to be
game.
4K. The Witcher offers a 4K option, but they also offer a Switch option. If the Witcher can offer a Switch option, then
true.
So can a skateboarding.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well,
I see that.
Witcher,
maybe they'll announce
Witcher,
it later. Maybe they'll.
Witcher still
that could
only
be another big reveal of the DLC for the Anthrax song, and then oh yeah, we're also on Switch.
Yes,
but. Also,
the Switch version comes with all of the DLC built into it, like a year after or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But also, Witcher is only like 1080p on the Switch, and like it's only like 720 docked. It's like 720 handheld, 1080 docked. So like it's not like crazy big graphics.
Okay. But if you can run
a big
but
an
open world like
RPG deserves more graphics than it can. Be on the Switch.
I promise
than a,
you that the Tony Hawk
a skater
fans
game
are
can
not
fit.
Like it's 4K or nothing.
Yeah, for
I mean, I'm sure there are a small percentage of stupid Tony Hawk fans that are like 4K or nothing, 60 frames per second or nothing. There are plenty of those idiots out there.
Yeah.
But I think 99% of the Tony Hawk pro skater community is like, you can just put it on any system and just allow me to play it, and I'm very, very happy.
Yeah, and it's a remake too, so like you're not like.
Yeah,
I mean they're making money, realistically more or less on nostalgia, more than most things. So like I don't think it has to be on 4K in order for you to like enjoy the game that was 32-bit.
Because I mean like I mean I follow all of the Tony Hawk communities on all of the internet everywhere possible, and nobody was like, yes, it's in 4K. like that was never anything that anybody was excited about. It was just
because I don't think it's an expectation just, at this point.
They finally released the game that we've been asking them to release for a decade or two now. So and it's been cool to see all of the, just like I said with the Sega thing last time with the Streets of Rage. Like it's finally nice to have something to be excited about in that community, and then all of the major gaming sites all posting articles and stuff this week, and it's a cool reminder of how popular the Tony Hawk games were. Like it's not just like a niche thing like it was with Shenmue or Fire Pro. Like those were like the best selling games in the world at that point. They came out at a perfect time for sure. They were for the time of the 90s and what they did, they were timed perfectly. You couldn't have asked for a better game to show off what a PlayStation could do and sound like with real music playing on it instead of just 16-bit music playing on it and stuff. It was a huge game changer. And then as the years go by, like, you know, I kind of feel like I'm by myself being like the only Tony Hawk fan that's left because I don't, you know, have friends that get together and play it anymore and stuff like that. So it's cool to see like the whole thing just like blow up this week and everybody be really excited about it. Not just the fans like on Reddit and stuff, but like all of the video game blogs and stuff are all like, you know, this was one of the biggest games and we're so happy that it's coming back. It's cool. All right, anything else about Tony Hawk?
Don't think so.
All right, we just had a few more things left on our list here that we want to talk about. Unfortunately, there is more video game stuff. Sorry, it's really video game oriented today.
It's because it's getting into summertime, though, because E3 would be happening in like a month. So now everybody's like replacing the E3.
So we've got some more video game stuff to talk about, but let's start with Rick and Morty. Let's go there first, and then we'll get into video games, so we can end it on that, I guess. So on the last episode, we talked about Rick and Morty. I think the last episode we did, we said Rick and Morty's coming back tonight, is where we were at. We didn't do an episode last week, so as of right now, there's been two new episodes of Rick and Morty. What have you guys thought?
I am, like, thoroughly pleased with these last two episodes. They've been super funny.
I think I really like it, and I'm enjoying the experience of watching them live. Because I've never watched a Rick and Morty episode, like, as it's coming out. So, like, I've always... And I never really, like, even watched them, like, the next day. Because, like, it was the first half of the season or whatever. It was, like, a week and a half later when we finally got to watch them. We watched them. So, like... It's cool to watch it, like, with you guys, like, live reaction to it.
Gotcha. And that's cool.
Yeah.
So, quality of episodes. I think I like the first one more than I like the second one.
I think the continuity train.
So, full spoilers. I mean, not that we're going to just, like, dive into the episodes, but we're not going to not watch what we say here. So, if you haven't watched the two newest episodes, maybe... I don't know, watch them and then come back to this. The first new one was the one where they're on the train. And that was weird. There was just so much going on. I feel that way with the second episode, too. Like, there's just a ton of stuff. Like, you sit there through the half hour, and it's almost like I wasn't really able to comprehend everything that went down. Like you have to rewatch these episodes. Yeah. You just do.
Especially the first one.
I felt that way about Rick and Morty for a long time. I've rewatched episodes because I just feel like you have to. There's just so much going on.
But I feel like I liked both of them. I liked the first one better, but there were some like parts of the second episode that I liked better than the first episode.
Like what?
Like there was the like the Pearl Harbor thing where they were flying
they avoided
around
the 9/11 to bomb Pearl Harbor,
and that was just like 2 minutes of them just like sitting there. It's like, I'm just gonna avoid this joke, and they just like flew around.
We're not that bad. We're not gonna go that far, are we? And he's like, no, we're not.
But like that part, like I thought that was really funny. There were a couple other parts.
Was this the episode where they said it was like the sickest Rick and Morty of all time? That in reference to Rick and Morty like making out like they did in this episode? Because that was one of the most oddest, uncomfortable things that the show has done yet.
I wonder if
that's what they were referring to.
I don't think that was this week.
I don't remember if it was this episode.
Well, it depends on how you refer to as sick, because...
I think it might have been last episode.
Bombing Pearl Harbor and avoiding 9/11 and having Rick and Morty make out on screen, you combine those, that's a pretty sick episode.
I think it might have been last episode, because, like, the whole, like, Jesus stuff.
Yeah.
I think it might have been last episode.
I think that's the best part of Rick and Morty, though, is that they can describe an episode as sick, and we can't even figure out which one was the sickest. They just...
Because we can just describe certain things.
They all, in essence, have sick factors.
Yeah.
This episode, the newest episode, had more summer in it.
I love the Morty summer dynamic. Yeah. I mean, I guess just anything with summer, period.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. There's like, a level of
BS that happens in the dialogue because summer is present. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like summer. And now, you probably don't need her as a character in every episode, which is...
Yeah.
That's not what they do.
Yeah.
So, it's nice to have one every once in a while. And this was a good one.
And it kind of grounds the story as well. Yeah.
And now all I'm seeing on Instagram is the stupid, like, post-credit B thing.
Yeah.
That's all I see on Instagram. Oh, so annoying.
That was one of the things. Yeah. Summer about her dad.
Yeah.
So the
beekeeper thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you meant, the bee thing. Gotcha.
So one of the things that I saw on Instagram, like, right after it was over, is that you can still see Rick and Morty's graves behind Jerry while he's beekeeping.
Oh, okay, cool.
So... Because, like, the Rick and Morty that you know now is not the ones that were from this like world. Super and they're buried in the backyard.
Yeah.
No, like, the grass is, like, really defined now, so it's more secret. But you can definitely still see that there are two graves right behind Jerry as he's beekeeping.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. That was probably Jerry's moment for the whole season.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that he wants to beekeep. Mm-hmm. Like, he brings it up because, like, they come back and they're, like, and the mom is, like, where's Summer? And they're like, oh, yeah, she's sleeping. And Rick gets all mad, but then Jerry's just like, so I'm beekeeping now. That's a cool thing. It's we're using my honey. That's a thing I'm doing. Rick and Morty are just like, we gotta go save Summer. Jerry's just like, oh, well, all right, I'll see you guys next time.
Pretty good. So, yeah, I've been happy with the two new episodes. Yeah. We only got three more, and then it's all gone again.
Yep, another five. I'll
definitely take the way that they're delivering it right now, though. I'll take a half season every year as opposed to a whole season every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, what else was on our list that we wanted to speak on in this little segment? Lane, you got GTA on the computer because it's free.
Yeah, so Epic Games, because they're doing like a, I think it's called Epic Mega Sale or something like that. It's until like June 11th, I think. And every week they're unlocking the vault to, like, games. And it's supposed to be, like, a lot bigger games. Because usually they have, like, indie games every week, which are good. I like to play those sometimes. But it's, like, a huge vault, and they're going to open up these games. GTA 5 was the one this week. And it basically just killed Epic. Because everybody at the same time was like, oh, let's get this game. So then Epic, like, completely shut down enough that when you tried to go in, it would change language every time that you went back into Epic. It was very annoying. So it took, like, maybe 2 hours for me to even try to install the game. And then it took another 2 hours to install the game. And then last night, everybody was trying to play, and Rockstar services were down. And we had to do the stupid I'm not a robot over and over again. The freaking boss of Rockstar. So, it's been really fun. So, yeah.
That's the census. The last 5 minutes were a huge struggle, but the game's fun.
Yeah. But it is cool because, like, it's the premium edition. So, it comes with $1 million and, like, some cars and, like, appointments and that kind of stuff to help kickstart everything.
That's what I had to do on the PlayStation also. Because, like, you don't get the premium edition. Like... Brendan did, like, when he bought it, they were running a sale that was same price, you get the premium edition, though, but I didn't, so I threw an extra $10 into the game, and it really helps you just, like, really kickstart your game, because as opposed to having no money, nowhere to live or anything, you got, like, an office and stuff, so you can start making yourself money.
Last night we played for, like, maybe 5 hours, something like that, and, like, if I wouldn't have had that, we would have had to, like, be trying to do stuff to get the stuff that I have now, because all the stuff
then make yourself money.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I would have to keep doing stuff.
Which I guess is the correct way to play, is, like, you're supposed to start from the ground up, but if you have an option to
but
not
that's also
do that,
a way
I'm
to make more
that.
People play. So, because I probably would have stopped playing if I had to spend 2 weeks trying to get to where I am now than just, like, mm-hmm. already doing stuff.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
What else? Oh, there's a new Forza game. God, more games. We will not talk about video games at all next week, I promise.
That is a lie.
Don't make that promise.
You cannot make that promise.
Forza is a series of games for the Xbox that are hands down the best racing games out there right now. The PlayStation has completely just given up on trying to make good racing games. I guess it's just a dead genre.
I was going to say, it's a dying
Need for Speed, terrible no matter what system it's on. But Forza is out there making fantastic games every year. 1 year they release Forza Motorsport, the next year they release Forza Horizon, I think is still what they're doing.
They might skip a year this year.
So they're all fantastic games. Forza Motorsport is like the Gran Turismo style of car racing with all the like realistic stuff. And then Forza Horizon is more of like an arcade racer. So they make a game for both styles of car racing. I love them both.
And props to them for doing that.
For sure. Absolutely. Because, you know, not everybody likes the simulation style of Gran Turismo. They like, you know, the arcade style. So for sure. Great idea to make both. Covers both markets. But the moral of this story is that they decided to release a mobile game this past week. I don't like mobile games. I have not liked mobile games for a very long time. Ever since in-app purchases and microtransactions became a thing, I think it completely...
Ever since Snake, you've hated
it. No, God. And this makes me sound old, but it's weird because... The beginning stages of the iPhone games was so much fun because a lot of people would release free games or people would release, most of them were $1 and you could pay $1 for them, or some of the really nicer ones were $5. And I loved, but I spent so much money on the App Store.
And most of the times it was either like free and you get the first three stages. And then if you put the extra buck in, you get the back nine.
Yeah. I spent so much money when that was the way that they sold games. And then they changed that. And they're like, oh, here, everything's free. But you have to pay to do everything inch by inch in the game.
Or those ads at every other level. Everywhere.
So I've basically completely abandoned mobile gaming. I don't enjoy it whatsoever. And then along comes this Forza game. And I'm like, well, I can't not try a Forza game. I've had a couple of racing games on my phone that I've enjoyed before. So Forza is definitely going to bring it and do something awesome, right? No, of course not. It's a mobile game. Therefore, it's awful. So I click the game. And while I'm sitting there waiting for the little circle thing to fill up, that means that it's installing. I'm sitting there reading the main review that is on the App Store page that gave it a 1 out of 5 star rating and said, how can you possibly make a Forza game where you do not control the steering of the car? You literally only hold the gas and the brake and that's it. And I'm like, there's no way there is not steering in this game. That this person that wrote this review is probably just as stupid as most people that write reviews on the internet.
Yeah.
And there's no way that this racing game that says Forza in the title, you don't steer the car, and you don't steer the car. There's no steering wheel. It's not an option. You go, you speed up, and then when you get to the turn, it shows you like, oh, let up on the gas, and then you let up and it, oh, that was a good turn. You don't control your car. It's the dumb, even dating back to Atari, I've never played a racing game that you don't control steering of a car. How did that happen? How did somebody make
that
game?
That doesn't
even
make any sense because Mario Kart on the phone, you can still do that.
Yep.
Like just pan it back, make it third person, and like you just tap the car to go.
Third person.
Like, I don't understand.
It is.
Like anyone who like considers themselves a gamer and only plays mobile games, like you don't earn that title.
You're not
mobile,
a gamer.
Yeah, mobile games are the dumbest
You're
thing to exist.
Gamer. Like I mean, I don't care who calls themselves a gamer and who doesn't. I don't care about that at all. But mobile games just don't count. They're just stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. People enjoy playing like the Like, what does Mama play? She plays,
like, Cooking Mama and that kind of stuff. The cooking games.
I mean, Candy Crush isn't a bad game.
Yeah, Candy Crush is what I was looking for. Yeah. Like, those games.
Candy Crush, and she plays Dots, too, which isn't a bad game.
Yeah.
I feel like the only time you can play a mobile game and enjoy it...
is a puzzler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. That's the only genre...
Or a game that was made in 2011. Like, I can enjoy Temple Run. I can enjoy Plants vs. Zombies. The original Angry Birds when there aren't microtransactions.
All of those games are examples of what I'm talking about in the early days of the iPhone that were the dollar games, and they were all.
And that, the free falling one that we used to have on the iPad, where, like, you would pivot and, like, you, like, had to make it fall down.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, it was something like Jimmy something. It was like one of those, like Hot Rod, like, person.
I know what you're talking about.
It wasn't even
about.
A popular game, but it was one of the first iPad games.
And there was the other one.
It's probably still on that iPad out there. You just gotta plug it in and put power to it. Whatever.
But there was that one, and there was the one that all four of us played, where you had, like, the little circle, and you went around, and, like, sometimes you had glass, and you broke the tiles, mm-hmm. and you had to jump over each other like checkers.
Yeah.
I think that was a dollar.
Yeah.
Or probably free.
Or Dizzy Pad. Remember Dizzy Pad?
Yeah,
with
the fog. I was
frog
just thinking about that.
And you touched it. Oh.
You touched it.
I'm thinking of something different.
Screen.
I remember what
Dizzy
that is.
Dizzy Pad had better controls than the new Forza game does. You could control which way your frog went.
No, you couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
It spun by itself and you pressed it, then it jumped.
You're still controlling which way you
release
and jump.
I could control whether or not that frog went to the left or the right, mm-hmm. and I can't do that on Forza.
There was that, and there was the fish one, where you basically had your own pond, and you touched the iPad, and it felt like it was, like, cool water. Do you remember that?
No, I don't think I do remember that.
Like, you could, like, give it, like, seed, and, like, you would move your finger around, and, like, the fish would, like, run away from your finger.
Yes.
That one was super fun.
Or there's the one where... they've updated it, but it's the one where, like... There's the ball. I don't know if you guys played this one.
Cut the rope?
No. It's the ball, and, like, it goes up, and, like, when you tap the screen, it starts to go down, and, like, it goes.
Flappy Bird is a good example.
Flappy Bird.
Because I don't know why.
We're just
going down.
Games at this point. Flappy Bird was good. And then remember Flappy Bird? The guy was like, this game became popular. I'm removing it from the App Store.
Yeah. And then everything was bootleg. There were like 1,800 bootleg. Yeah.
And then I'm bringing Flappy Bird back.
Like, good for you, bro. What?
Dude. All right. Anything else that was in this segment that we were supposed to talk about? Sorry again that it was so much video games.
I don't remember what this game is called.
No more games. No more games. The only other thing that was on our list of stuff to talk about, and we'll only spend a couple minutes here. I read a thing not too long ago. We were supposed to talk about this a couple weeks ago, so it's not exactly a current story, but who cares? They're talking about sending Tom Cruise into space to record a movie, to film a movie.
Yeah.
That's never been done before. Nobody's ever gone to space to film a movie before. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk and his ridiculous, crazy self that is Elon Musk is like, we should send Tom Cruise up into space to record a movie.
And apparently NASA's also working with them.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think
it's
going to be
kinda
on
weird
the ISS.
That it's a SpaceX,
yes,
NASA collab.
They're going to go to the International Space Station and hang out and film a movie, apparently. What do you guys think? Is that...
I don't know.
I mean, that could be super cool, though.
It could be, but there's so much of a limit. So it's not going to be an actual
There's
movie.
Less of a limit now there than there was. Yeah.
I would assume it would not be an entire movie.
But wait... I mean, that would make sense, but at the same time, what movie consists of 1 5-minute scene where you're in space and the rest you're on Earth?
A movie we haven't seen yet, I don't know.
That's fair. But no, like,
it's
crazy to think that, like...
It's probably a Mission Impossible movie, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Holding on to ISS as it's flying into orbit.
I mean, I
Tom Cruise would do that. Tom Cruise would totally do that.
100%
there's a good chance that it'll be a Mission Impossible movie.
Probably, yeah.
But, like, but it's crazy to think, though. You think of, like... Either it's, like, the 69 footage of, like, being on the moon, or you, like, I can't remember his first name, but the Kelly guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who posts his stuff on Instagram of him being in space and doing
for
cool stuff in space. He like, it's crazy to think that, like, those are the two things we know. Like, imagine, like, a whole, like, 4K camera, like, filming Tom Cruise. Like,
post
like space
on Instagram
is gonna look so
in
cool.
space?
I don't know, but he did.
How do you have, like, any servers or something
up there?
Is it a bald guy that you're talking
about?
Dan? Is
So the bald guy you're talking about?
Yeah, it starts with an S. Huh?
The guy who has the twin who went...
Stefan?
I think he's English.
Yeah. I don't remember anyway, but that was one of the coolest Instagram accounts when he was up there. That was fantastic. Because they're going to be limited on space. There's not a whole lot of space in the space station. There's not a lot of room.
That's true.
And I feel like we're talking Hollywood here. Mm-hmm. So nothing is real in Hollywood. Absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go to space and they're going to be like, oh, we got that footage, but that lighting isn't right. So we're going to put this footage into our computer and digitally enhance everything. And then there's going to be so much CGI, or they're going to go to space and they're going to be in the space station and they're going to put a green screen behind somebody. Huh. And it's like, well, I don't know. I'm just worried that all of those things would make it not as cool.
I mean, that's true. I still enjoy Avengers Endgame knowing full well that
every single character is freaking cropped into a big, huge green screen.
Well, no, I just mean, like, the set doesn't actually exist, but the final product looks super cool. But it's cool to say that, like, we've officially made a movie in space, which I feel like that's more or less what they're going for.
Yeah, because that's all you can really do is bragging rights. As opposed to not doing it. Because I don't think that you can watch a movie that's either...
Face Russia.
I was going to say, it's going to be Space Race 2.0. Who can make the most movies and the most scenes in space?
Because I think we're at the point with movie making technology now to where, I mean, they have made a million movies that are in space, end quotes.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we're at a point where you'll be able to tell the difference between a movie that's really filmed in space or a movie that was filmed on a green screen and then a space background put in behind it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's the point. Now it's like you're in for real low gravity as opposed to this simulator that you find in a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. The launch for that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares about rocket launches anymore. That's a thing of the past.
Well, that's not true because SpaceX was putting the rockets like up into orbit and then re-landing them.
In our little nerdy family, yes, we still watch rocket launches sometimes.
Oh, that's just us?
Yes. Oh. Nobody else cares.
Elon Musk was watching. Yeah, he did it.
So you gotta assume that if they're gonna put Tom Cruise in one of these things and launch him into space, people's gonna want to watch that.
And maybe that's it. Maybe it's like a three-sided sword of they're trying to promote SpaceX. They're trying to promote Tom Cruise. Filming in space. It just kind of wins.
People will watch the launch as they will the movie. I bet everybody's gonna want to watch the launch.
Yeah.
Because everybody's gonna be like, oh man, is it gonna blow up like the Explorer did?
And then Tom Cruise is dead. Tom Cruise, the Challenger.
Yeah. Sorry. So movies in space.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I think that's all we've got for today. Lots of video game talk today, but whatever. Lots of good video game talk today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next week, we are going to do our episode on Saturday instead of our normal Sunday. Because we're going to do our AEW Double or Nothing prediction episode. The three of us will go through and pick all of our stuff for the big pay-per-view that is this coming Saturday night. We could do all four of us.
Two of us upstairs, two of us down here on a Zoom call or something like that.
All right. We'll look into that.
Ooh, maybe we get Taggart in here as well.
All right.
Yeah,
if he's going to come to the house, maybe have him come over a little bit earlier.
All right, we got lots to figure out for next week.
Yeah, we could get that next whole week.
We'll be our AEW Double or Nothing prediction episode. I don't remember if we did a Double or Nothing prediction episode last year. Do you?
I don't think so.
I think we've only done WrestleMania prediction episode. We've talked about it before, but I don't know.
I think this is more or less my first Double or Nothing. Like,
you didn't watch it with us last
fully aware of everything.
Yeah, you're like,
I think I watched
all in.
No, because I watched, because that's when Moxley first showed up, right? I remember being super excited seeing that. Yeah. And I watched the Cody and Dustin match.
Yeah, but I think you had friends over that night too. Like, I think you were downstairs.
I was in and out,
then,
I think.
Like, somebody left and then you watched part of it with us. So yeah, you were much more invested into it this year.
Yes.
So that's cool. So by this time next week, we'll be doing our Double or Nothing prediction episode. By that time, Tyler will be a high school graduate, so I'm sure we will touch on that a little bit next week as well. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
Ain't that crazy? By the time we sit down and do this again next week, you will be a high school graduate.
That's pretty crazy.
That's super crazy. And a little bit of news on our upcoming podcast with me and Kyle. The name of our show is Howdy Dudes. That will be the new name of the show where we rewatch the
Is it dudes like D-U-D-E-S or is it D-O-O-D-E-S?
D-U-D-E-S is the graphic that Kyle sent me. Kyle came up with the name. He was like, you know, I wanted something like Office Ladies, so Howdy Dudes.
Yes.
Like, yeah, man, that's perfect. We've discussed like what we want to start doing with the show. We decided we're going to wait a couple weeks till Tyler gets graduated. We get through all of this stuff, and then we can actually like put some time into it. So within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be starting that podcast up. Howdy Dudes, coming soon to howdying.com.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening, watching. I'm Brandon. I'm at CaptainHowdy1027 on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm Tyler at TYWI216 on Instagram.
Lanya East 1113 on Instagram and Lane_Wiley on Twitter.
Make sure you follow us on all of those things. Yep. If you don't, we hate you.
Yeah, I have zero followers on Twitter. Not like I post. Well, I do actually post on Twitter when I go live on Twitch. But
I haven't used my Twitter very much lately. The main purpose of my Twitter right now is it's the easiest way to get a picture from Animal Crossing onto my phone.
All
right,
then.
That's my main use of Twitter right now. And then I just delete the post on Twitter after I've saved the picture onto my phone.
I have an entire Snap story dedicated to when I want to save stuff to my memories, so it's on Snap and not on my camera roll. Gotcha. So I do the same thing. I just post so that no one else actually has to see it, and then I save it.
Right on. We should do a whole episode about Animal Crossing. I can't move your house, Tyler.
Like, at all?
You have to move it.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
I can log
you
into
want,
yours.
You want
and
to
move
remove
it.
A resident? I can help with that.
Because I would like to decide where to move it based upon my island that I have going
are you
on.
Not, right are now. You just going to remove it?
No, it's Tyler's Switch, so I didn't ask Tyler to remove his house from there. I was just going
to
move it.
I need to play it again.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pretty cool stuff going on my game right now.
I was
going
to say, now is probably the best time to play, because now all the shops and everything are up.
I can give you $1 million just for going on.
I'll
give you $1 million for you to allow me to decide where to move your house.
Bet.
Because it's super in the way right now. So, okay. All right.
Every time I feel like that, are you sure I can help you remove the resident. Now I just see that Hitman thing with Tom.
Yeah, I love that game. I've decided, so we got a dog a couple months ago, right? And now I've decided that we need a second dog.
Named Tom.
And I want to get, it's called a Japanese, I forget what it's called now. What Tom Nook is, the actual animal.
Oh.
Wait, Tom Nook isn't like a raccoon?
No.
He's a dog?
Yeah,
he's a dog.
But his kids are like raccoons.
Hold on. Tom.
He's got some explaining to do if his kids are raccoons.
Yeah, hold on.
It's like the crayon meat.
Be quiet. What kind of animal is Tom Nook?
Here's an answer from GiantBomb.com. Tom Nook is a tanuki who runs the local store in Nintendo's Animal Crossing games.
Is tanuki a dog?
Tanuki. And then so I looked it up. I clicked a little bit further. And Japanese tanuki dog. Is what kind of animal
look
he
up
is.
A picture
so
of
wait, then are his kids
wait,
also that?
Yeah,
like
look
up
a picture of a
the
tanuki
shining,
dog.
The Shining Twins, are they also dogs then?
Japanese tanuki.
Oh, okay. No, because it said statue was one of the autofills.
So, look, right
so
here
I know
is.
What that looks like.
Look, that's Tom Nook. I want one.
That's totally a raccoon.
It's not. It's a raccoon. It says Japanese raccoon dog right there. But that's not what they're called. I know that they look like raccoons, but they're not.
That's so weird.
Japanese.
I don't want a raccoon dog.
I want, his name's Tom Nook. And we're going to get him.
Fair enough.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Have you talked to Mom about this?
Yeah, we had a discussion about it last night. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. See ya.